once again, everyone. This is Martin Zender. Lost my camera there. Coming to you from the car cam. Once again, the car cam. I'm sorry, I'm still making do with my situation here, doing the best I can. Soon, I will be coming to you from an official studio again at my friend Waylon Dabb's home up in Coral Springs. I'm going to have a setup there, but he is, as a sickness in the family, I'm sorry to say, has not been home in more than a week, so I have not been able to get up there. I'm not in my regular room, as you know, in Fort Lauderdale, but I am in the laundry room. I'm officially, that's my home now, the laundry room. And it's wonderful, but you know, I can't keep anyone from washing the clothes, so lest I cause offense in that department, not that anyone will get mad at me, I am broadcasting from my car, and this is the car cam. And yes, you saw Five Guys Burgers and Fries back there. Can you see that? Five Guys Burgers and Fries. It's in the background there. Anyway, yes, I have this wonderful drapery in the background. Highly elegant, I know. Don't try to reproduce this at home. It took a staff of people hours to construct this set. I'm very proud of it. Thank you. The 144,000 as worshipers. Now remember, these are those sealed out of Israel. And they are kings as well as priests. And they are running the show during the kingdom. They are sealed during the days of indignation. You need to understand a little bit the Melchizedek priesthood in order to understand the 144,000. Our Lord is a priest on the order of Melchizedek. What in the world does that mean? I know. I love this topic, actually, because God is so tricky. He always comes up with a way out. Before there was a Levitical priesthood, there was another priesthood along the order of Melchizedek, but because he was a king and priest before there was a such thing as Israel, because he was a contemporary of Abraham, my friends of Abraham. And we know that here's the problem. Our Lord, Jesus Christ, many people would object, saying, how can he be a priest of Israel during the 1,000 years? Because he's not a Levite. You have to be a Levite to be a priest. Jesus Christ followed the law. And so he was out of Judah, the lion of the tribe of Judah. Sorry, disqualified for the Levitical priesthood. And that's true. But the priesthood, according to the book of Hebrews, is going to be transferred. It's going to become the Melchizedek priesthood. Well, how can you do that? How could the Melchizedek priesthood supersede the Levitical priesthood? The priesthood made up of Levites, of the descendants of Levi, one of the sons of Israel. Simple. Melchizedek predated Levi. He was a king and priest of Salem, city of peace, which was a forerunner of Jerusalem. Jerusalem didn't even exist yet. And it was the Battle of the Kings. Abraham was killing a bunch of people during the Battle of the Kings. And there was a great priest between God and humanity. He was actually, this man was so huge. He was so huge that he was a go-between between humanity and God. Not only that, but between Abraham and God. Abraham paid tithes to him. Levi was still in the loins of Abraham, so to speak. And Levi's supposed to get tithes, but in this case, Levi pays tithes through Abraham to this great man, Melchizedek. So, of course, Melchizedek went the way of all mortals, and then came the Levitical priesthood, and everybody forgot about Melchizedek. Ho, 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 until Paul writes the book of Hebrews, and he says, remember that little priest there? Well, that's a new order of priesthood. It's better than the Levitical priesthood. It preceded the Levitical priesthood. And Jesus Christ will be a priest along the order of Melchizedek. I love that truth. Just when you think that, aha, we found a loophole. No. Why is this towel back here? The backlight messes me up. Now you have this beautiful lighting of me, your host, in a car, in the back seat of my own car, Martin Zender, at a shopping mall in Fort Lauderdale. Which shopping mall? Harbor Shops, off 17th Street. Yes. The ocean is that way. My house is that way. Harbor Shops is this way. I'm at Harbor Shops. TJ Maxx is there. Five Guys Burgers and Fries are there. What's over there? Firehouse Subs. I wouldn't recommend it. I wouldn't recommend it at all. So, Jesus Christ will be a priest on his throne. That should blow your mind right now. If your mind's not blown right now, then you don't realize how important that is. A priest on a throne? I thought there were kings and there were priests. Like I said, we're in the unveiling. They're not only going to rule the 144,000 under Jesus Christ, under David. They're not only going to rule over the nations, but they will also provide over the nations' worship. And the nations will not only be subject to the civil administration, but they will be required to take part in the religious worship and the holy oblations coming forth from Jerusalem. In fact, if you want a term to describe this, it will be sacerdotal despotism. That's right. I just said it. Somebody has to say it. Sacerdotal despotism. That is the highest form of church and state mix you can find. So yes, in those days of the kingdom, penalties will be imposed on religious laxity. Those penalties are imposed now. I'm talking about then. Penalties will be imposed on religious laxity. It's a good thing these penalties are not imposed now, because I, Martin Zender, would be in jail. Because I am very lax religiously. That's cause every religion today is false. It's part of the bestial system. In that day, however, there will be a true religion. Finally! It'll be the religion of Jesus Christ, Judea, the Jews, the kingdom that will go forth from Mount Zion. I want to quote Zechariah now. Zechariah 14, verses 16 through 19. This will be the state of things in the kingdom. And the 144,000, again, I remind you, we talked about them in the kingdom section of this book. Remember? Before we got to chapter 11, there's a kingdom section and the temple section. The throne section, I should call it, and the temple section. The politics and the religion. We talked about the 144,000 last year, way back in this series, because they were presented to us in chapter 7 of the unveiling. Now, here we are in chapter 14. Did I mention that? We have started another chapter today, Thursday. I have started chapter 14. And before I read this passage from Zechariah, perhaps I should read the first five verses of chapter 14. Because, ladies and gentlemen, when I started this series, and I went a month and 2 months, and I did 70 shows before I even got to chapter 1. The 70 shows were an introduction. You probably thought at that time, Martin Zender's so slow. This guy's like a three-toed sloth. He's a slug. He's a slow slug. And a slothful sloth. He's never going to get through this series. Here we are, a year and a half later, on chapter 14. I'm moving along. Deftly. Swiftly. Assuredly. Determinedly. Unstoppably. Nothing can stop me. Here I am in my car. I'm in a laundry room. If I need to, I'll come to you from a bathroom somewhere. I'll come to you from TJ Maxx, from Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Even Firehouse Subs. I don't care. I'm going to get this show out to you. Chapter 14, verse 1. The title of this show is, hang on, yes, the 144,000 as worshipers. We saw them as something different in chapter 7. Going to get into that probably tomorrow, because I'm looking at my time already. But it's not going to stop me from reading the first five verses of chapter 14. I kind of like the car cam. I'm liking this. Because I'm so, people, there's a rumble in the background because there's a bus right over here. It's called All About Charters. I'll show you the bus in the back window here. See? You see that? I know, I need a car wash. There's a bus, and that's what that rumbling is. That's what the hum is in the background. So I apologize for that. What can I do about it? I'm doing the best I can. So I'm going to read the first five verses of chapter 14. And I perceived, and lo, the lampkin. standing on Mount Zion, and with it 144,000. Mount Zion, that's where the government's going to go forth. The government of the kingdom, Mount Zion. It ain't Babylon. Babylon is always the world capital of the kingdoms of man, of humanity. This is the kingdom of God. And with the lambkin, we're standing 144,000, having its name. Its name. They're so closely identified. So doing the will of Christ that they have the name of the lambkin. And its father's name written on their forehead. The lambkin's father's name, that is, on their foreheads. And I hear a sound out of heaven as the sound of many waters and as the sound of loud thunder. And the sound which I hear is as lyre singers playing on their lyres. I don't know what the King James here has, probably harps. This may be the verse where people think you're going to be playing harps in heaven. Dring, dring. No, no harps in heaven. I hear as the sound of loud thunder. And they are singing a new song. Now let's go back to these lyres. And the sound which I hear is as lyre singers playing on their lyres. As lyre singers playing on their lyres. I'm pretty sure that's how you pronounce it. L-Y-E-R-S. As. So it's not that. But it sounds like it to John. He had to think of something to explain the strange sounds he was hearing. So he says, this is like lyre singers. It's just like that. Playing their lyres. And they are singing a new song in sight of the throne and in sight of the four animals and in sight of the elders. And no one was able to learn the song except the 144,000 who have been bought from the earth. These are they who were not polluted with women. I explained that to you a year and a half ago. I'm going to explain it to you again. Don't get excited. The pollution has to do with the prevailing apostasy and worship of the wild beast. It has to do with the fact that women were used in the old days for worship of false deities. So don't get excited. Nobody's saying that anything about marriage or sex is polluted here. Don't get excited about that. Get excited about it later if you want, but not now. For they are celibates. Can't even say that word. It's so horrible. Celibates. Hey, nothing wrong with that at all. It's probably the simplest way to live. The 144,000 will be males, and they will be celibates. They will not have had sex with women. Well, I say they wouldn't have sex with women lately. Remember that? I said these guys, they probably tried to have sex, but they were a little nerdish, a little backward, not real up on the pickup techniques that men generally use, say, at bars. And so the 144,000... not necessarily voluntarily are celibates. I'm sorry. If there's any of the 144,000 listening, I'm sorry. I apologize. But actually, you're better off. I believe you're better off not having relationships with women. I'm just saying. You can concentrate on God. Why I go into this accent when I talk about this, I don't know for sure. I don't want to even try to explain it. Well, look at this. They follow the lambkin wherever it may be going. If they're married and if they're not celibates, they're following their wives wherever their wives are going, whether it's TJ Maxx or any place at the mall, the May Company, Victoria's Secrets. I don't want to see any of the 144,000 following their wives into Victoria's Secret while the lambkin is on Mount Zion. I want them concentrating on the lambkin, and I want them going where the lambkin is going. None of this TJ Maxx, Victoria's Secret, apostasy, distraction, diversion, no. They are bought from humanity, a first fruit to God in the lambkin, and in their mouth falsehood was not found, for they are flawless. I think flawless here, I'm convinced of it, they're not perfect. They're flawless is a relative term. They're flawless in compared to the crooked generation. They're not polluted compared to those who are worshiping the wild beast. So don't think we have a race of perfect human beings here. People get all kinds of crazy ideas along that line. All right, my time is up. I'm going to read you the passage from Zechariah tomorrow. One of the first things I'm going to do. And you're going to find out how the worship is going to go in the kingdom. I'm thanking you right now for joining me in my car. Welcome to my car. We're very intimate here. You and I are in my vehicle. For all I know, there's 30 people watching me from the bus. That's okay. They're probably wondering what this lunatic is doing in his car talking to himself. That's their problem. It's the people in the bus's problem. It's not mine. And by the grace of God, I will be back here with you somewhere. Probably here tomorrow.